1963. The Great March for Civil Rights took on Washington, D.C. They march for freedom, they march for jobs, they march for dignity. They march for the conscience of a nation, for justice.
Can we hear
a million gathered there in Washington that day? Hear the Reverend Dr. King lift his voice and say, I have a dream and we witnessed history. Now it's up to all of us to carry the legacy. So we're singing.
We carry the dream by Stephen Fisk. Welcome to the Qumran Report. May the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. My name is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, coming at you live from Skid Row Studios. And I'm in the studio with my co-host, Earlene Anthony. Our call-in number is 1-800-893-9562. This week on the Qumran Report, we will hear some creative voices from the community with Panache Images Incorporated, with Eric Lindsay, who is the CEO, Yolanda Taylor, who is the Public Relations Director, and Fashion Director Triana Hill. Welcome to the Qumran Report.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, before we get started, I would just like to play a little short 1 minute clip from Stephen Fisk, who was in the studio with us last week as we celebrated Dr. King's holiday about the meaning of Dr. King.
Influence in my life and really changed directions for me. And I was very interested in the philosophy of nonviolence. It was very intriguing to me because as I grew up in New York City, I heard a lot of racial epithets. You know, there was a name for everybody. If you were Italian or you were Jewish or you were black or you were Puerto Rican, I mean, there was a slur, and that's the way you were categorized. And the streets were violent. And I was very interested in this philosophy of nonviolence. And later on, when I went to that march in Washington, that was a profound impact because there I was with multitudes of people who were marching and singing and concerned about changing history and ending what essentially was American apartheid. And Martin Luther King's nonviolent tactics for social change was so different and such a revolutionary idea to me that it intrigued me so much that later on, after I had graduated college and was eligible for the draft, I decided that I was going to become a conscientious objector and embrace nonviolence as a philosophy for the rest of my life.
Okay, that was Stephen Fisk that was in here talking. Before we get started, you know, talking about the organization, I would just like to ask you your thoughts on the meaning of Dr. King. Let's start over here and go around, and then we get into a discussion for Nas.
Okay, this is Triana Hill, and my thoughts on the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King I just remember from being just a young girl, remembering when it all happened and when it all began, when he became assassinated, and remembering my grandparents being very upset and all the neighbors. And it brought a great interest in me to find out exactly what was really happening at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And I've always admired him and just thinking about all of what he stood for and what he was about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What really interest me about Dr. Martin Luther King, my name is E.J. Lindsay, mm-hmm. from Panache, is that at such a young age, how he was able to assemble people and get people to join together for one common cause. Mm-hmm. And it, to me, it takes a great, powerful leader and someone with the foresight to understand that people are important. And if you put people first, then as long as you do that, others will follow. Mm-hmm. So I, that is what I really found most interesting with Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hi, this is Yolanda Taylor. What I found most interesting about Dr. King was, number one, I learned about charisma. Mm-hmm. And I also learned about leadership. And I also learned about public speaking. I think probably Dr. King was one of the most profound people that had an effect on me, because I just watched how he could stand before people and get everyone to just listen. And that's probably why I got into being Toastmasters and mm-hmm. things of that nature, because I just found that, you know, there's a way to reach people other than violence, and that words were very important. So that was mm-hmm. that was the most profound effect that Dr. King had on me.
Okay. Know? Let's start off and talk about the organization. First of all, let's go around again and introduce yourself and your role in the organization.
Okay. I am Triana Hill. I am the fashion director for Panache Images. And that's what I do.
mm-hmm. I'm EJ Lindsay, Eric Lindsay. I am the CEO and the director for Panache Images.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Yolanda Taylor. I'm known as the TaylorMade commentator. I am the public relations, promotions, and the script writer for the group.
Wonderful. How did the organization get started, and where did the name come from? How did that come about?
That's the interesting part. Panache Images, we got started in 1994. It was an organization of models that had gotten together, actually had come from another group that had been modeling together. I was a choreographer at the time, and I was actually ready to leave from that one organization and start something else. And when I did that, a lot of the models that I was working with decided that, well, if you're going to go, then start your own thing, then they liked and appreciated what I did. And part of the thing that Panache does is I like to use let people use their talents and what they do. So a lot of them had talents and so forth. So when I was able to move over and start Panache Images, they came over as well and brought their talents back in 1994. And the name Panache came from us sitting down. We were sitting down trying to come up with a name for the group. And we were going through, and someone mentioned Panache. We had did a lot of different names. And someone mentioned Panache, and I knew that, you know, had some flair to it. So, of course, let's look that up. You know, let's look it up, and what does that mean? So the meaning has style, class, finesse, and flamboyance. And that was real apropos for us. And so we did Panache Images, which incorporated us actually doing presentations. And that's what we're about, doing fashion presentations. So the name just fit. Mm-hmm. So God sent. It was God sent.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm. And I see something, one of the starting points was a Mother's Day performance, a Mother's Day fashion show. Or something.
Yes. Actually, what we do is our largest performance that we do annually, we do a Mother's Day performance. And Yolanda can actually talk about that first performance, which was actually one of her first shows with us.
Right, it was. It was my very first show. In fact, it was kind of a blessing for me because my mother passed away in 93. And I had never had to go to church without my mother on Mother's Day. And I got a call from our creative director, Luana Lawrence, and she said, "You were getting ready to do a Mother's Day show, and I think you would be the perfect commentator for us," because I had commentated for her before. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Gladly. If it means that I have something to do on Mother's Day." So we, you know, Panache gladly went about selling their tickets. You know, they said, "We're going to have a lot of people." So we sold 200 tickets, and we were all excited about it. And the day of the show, 400 people showed up.
Wow.
And they were willing to stay even if they didn't have dinner, and they watched our show. And that's when they realized that we had something different, because we don't just do a fashion show. It's called fashion drama.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that in a little while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was the first one. It was called Mother May I.
Mm-hmm. What's the process like behind the scene in getting a production together? Do you have to choreograph all of the movements?
Well, I do a lot of the choreography. I actually train the models as well, as mm-hmm. far as doing runway presentations. But I have assistants as well. Luana Lawrence, who is the creative director, she actually helps train the models as well. But the whole process starts from us sitting down and coming up with a thought as to what do we want to take the show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's, we have some strange meetings.
Yeah, we do. It's the wee hours of the morning.
Strange meetings figuring out these types of shows. But we will get together, and like any production, it starts with a thought. And so we'll sit down and come up with the thought. The Mother May I came about where we wanted to start our show with, how can we really present something to mothers that they could understand? So that show started out with someone who was like a homeless person. Mm-hmm. And she met a group of friends, and then they kind of led her through life through fashion.
Right.
And then at the end of the show, she come up being the golden swan.
Yeah.
So it's like that type of story. So we started that thought process. So every show, we try to create a different show. Mm-hmm. Each year, so that all of our guests that come will get a different type of show.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is long and tedious, but it's a fun process.
Mm-hmm.
With the thought, the writing, Yolanda and I will sit down and do writing. Then we'll create the, not create, but we'll locate, find music that will work along with the show. And then we pass it on to the fashion directors. And they would have to dress the show. So it's almost like doing the stage play.
Same thing.
Similar process, and then lots of rehearsals.
Do you utilize stage managers and all that kind of stuff?
One of the things that we do that we always pride ourselves on is that we actually bring in youth that would actually help us. Mm-hmm. So they would actually help do the staging, help move garments, and just be there on site to help us actually help produce the show. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things in the giving back to the community is that we will actually bring in youth that would actually help us do that.
We start them as babies too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the models that are in the show, some of their kids have actually started out very young,
and our grandbabies.
Yep.
And exactly. now they're grown. We've been doing this over 20 years.
Yes.
So. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the age requirements? Is there anything in relationship to
that? Well, I came way after because I wasn't old enough when they started.
I saw something 40 plus or something like
that. Yeah, well, we have a mission, and our mission is to glorify the beauty of aging. Mm-hmm. We have several people in the group that had been models before when they were younger, and generally people think that when you're 25 or so, mm-hmm. that your modeling days are over. Mm-hmm. We decided that life really doesn't begin until you're 40.
Right.
So our mission is to glorify the beauty of aging, and we do that by making, as EJ was telling you about how our productions, we come up with something different each year. Mm-hmm. We also want to make sure that there's a message in every one of our shows that we do, and we want to have everyone leaving there thinking, just because I'm 40, 50, 60, you know, maybe I can do that too. And so we try to bring in people to encourage them to do something, come out of your box, do something you've never done before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the oldest model that you work with?
Oh, and she's beautiful.
Well, the oldest, we actually had a gentleman that was, what, 82?
Well, 80
at one time, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of our shows we did have a gentleman that was 82. Yeah. And he danced.
He's a dancer, too.
Yes.
But the oldest model present time is 76.
76. She just made last 2 weeks ago. 76. She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk a little about fashion drama. What exactly, can you explain that to me? What is fashion drama?
Okay.
Fashion drama is taking a fashion show, creating a script and a story, and giving it to the audience in the form of a play or production.
Mm-hmm.
So they leave there thinking that they've been to the movies.
Right.
But we make sure that they see the clothing from the designers and the suppliers. And so we say we don't do a fashion show. It's fashion drama.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The whole theme of the entire
show
is fashion drama.
Right. So they come in with a storyline
right.
and tell us what the situation, the scenes are. And then they pass it to me. Mm-hmm. And then I take it and I create the clothing to go along with the storyline. And then, mm-hmm. like you say, the audience gets the story through the fashions as well as the script.
It's just about all the clothes, original designs?
We bring in designers that would create. I'd let them know what our scenes are going to be about, and they create garments to go with the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we also have suppliers, so we will go out to stores as well. So if there's certain looks that we're looking for, we will actually go to stores. So we have suppliers as well as designers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's take a little time and talk about this event that you got coming up. Can you talk a little about that one?
The event that's coming up this year for Mother's Day 2015 is titled I Made It. by design. And what we're looking to do is a designer showcase. So right now we're looking for designers that may that have a story to tell. And most designers have come from different backgrounds or have gone through some things. And then they will tell, we want to tell their story on how did they come about becoming a designer and then becoming the style of designer that they are, because we have all different styles. We have ready-to-wear designers, evening wear designers, avant-garde designers. So we're looking for all of those types of designers so that we can actually tell their story. Some got started by watching their grandmother sew. Others got started by they decided that they love fashion, so they just wanted to go to school and then may have had hard times and fell on some hard times. And then through design, it may have brought them out of what they were going through. So we want to tell the story. So that Mother's Day, our Mother's Day show is, the reason we do Mother's Day is because we always wanted to celebrate our queens, the matriarchs of the family.
Yes.
And so we found that Mother's Day is a great day and a great avenue to be able to do that, where families can bring their mothers, they have a sit-down dinner, and then it's a dinner show. So they have dinner and a show.
And we honor them.
And yes, we honor them. So that's what's happening on May the 12th.
10th.
May the 10th is going to be at the Torrance Marriott Hotel. And we have vendors. And that's another thing, that some of the designers that we have in the show, they will also sell their garments at the show as well. And then we have other vendors, that, like jewelry vendors. We have furriers. And then we have other people that will bring some of their wares, or even information booths that we have that people will come to the event. So it's a full event on Mother's Day.
I remember one time we had the two fashion designers in here, and one was almost a genius. He could design, but he couldn't sew. And the other one was just the opposite.
I could sew and couldn't design.
Yeah, couldn't design.
They were a great team.
Triana works with a lot of people, and she's running to people that do that as well. Some have never touched the sewing machine.
But they have fabulous designs out there, and I put them on the runway too.
And you do both?
Yes, okay, I can do both. I graduated from design school, and I also design, sew, and tailor men's suits and shirts.
And so you can make a suit from scratch?
Yes,
and all
I can,
that
from scratch. From scratch.
Like a cake.
Look, I tell you, let's take a little quick, a little short community calendar, and then we'll come back and get deeper into the discussion.
Okay, great.
This is a community calendar for upcoming events. Beginning on February the 4th, 2015, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and this will be held on the first Wednesday of the month, called Tech Talk Retreat. It'll be a workshop for guest speakers and to discuss for our show hosts, also engineers and interns. And this will be ways and means to promote current shows and support for new shows that's on Skid Row Studios. The speaker for February the 4th will be Judy Bowman, Jeremy Hansen, and Geza X. The location of the Tech Talk Retreat will be the Vortex, 2341 East Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 921. And this is at the corner of Santa Fe and Olympic. And contact information is dramastage1@yahoo.com or 213-908-6587 or 213-479-1764. If you have a community event that you would like announced on our show, send the information to dramastage1@yahoo.com. Attention, Earlene Anthony. The call-in number for our show is 800-893-9562. Now, back to our host.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Earlene Anthony. Can you talk about some of the famous people that you, I see where you opened up for some outside
people.
How did that come about?
Well, we had done a show at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and it was, I think it was a Black Gold trade show, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a director that had seen us. She does classic soul cruise. And she had seen us perform at that event. And she said, wow, that would be interesting for us to have as a lead-in to some of the performers. So during the Classic Soul cruise, it's a cruise that they do every year, mm-hmm. she actually invited us to come and entertain that day. And then unbeknownst to us, who was going to be on the stage with us at the time, of course, we accepted. To get a gig anywhere is exciting. And so we were hired to do that show. We did both Royal Caribbean. I know we're on the radio. Royal Caribbean and Carnival Cruise. But on that, we were able to open up for, I believe the first year was with Frankie Beverly, well, who performed on stage with us. We had did the performance on that stage with Frankie Beverly, Maze, The Whispers.
We've done Zapp and Roger was on one.
Oh, yeah, Roger and Zapp.
Bloodstone, Lakeside.
Yeah. Yeah, then the next year that we were asked to go, we did a Bloodstone and like Cheryl, what's her name?
Evelyn Champagne King.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Evelyn.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, so it was just the collaboration and just the foresight to have a fashion drama go on. Prior to that, and they were taken away because all of our models over the age of 40 and actually performing and dancing. Mm-hmm. So we actually do all of that. So mm-hmm. it was a great opening for a show.
Do you use live bands?
We have.
Funny, okay. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's it like working? I see you work with sororities. You work with fraternities, too. What's those experiences like, and how did that come about?
Well, we actually put out there that, you know, we are for hire. And we found that some of the groups that are probably the most interested in putting on a production are sororities and fraternities because they have their annual events mm-hmm. and they don't always have something to entertain the audience. And so word got out about Panache Images. And so we've done several shows for the Deltas, AKAs, you know, we've ADAs. So we've kind of made our bread and butter there.
On the sororities,
We did a wonderful show for the Bench and Bar.
That
was a great show. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're actually hoping that, too, by sitting here talking to you, we'll get a few more people to learn a little bit about us and give us a call.
A couple more gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is that people are looking for entertainment, and they don't always want just the band.
Right.
Or they don't always want just someone coming up to speak. So then they will hire us in to actually come and actually perform for them. So if they have an annual event going on, we've actually done the Episcopal Chorale, which have the Los Angeles Episcopal Chorale. They do an annual luncheon, usually every 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And we were fortunate enough to be to come in to perform for them. So it depends on the event. If you have the space and the time, we will come in. And what happens is we will actually write a show. So if you have a theme that goes along with your banquet or whatever, we will actually write a show and make sure that we're showing fashion or we're giving you something that will go along with whatever your theme is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I must say, EJ, and then it's not even, a lot of people are getting used to our shows, and it's just not the up and down the runway kind of thing. Right. They get to see more. They get to see a real production mm-hmm. with the drama and everything, the dancing and everything. It's beautiful.
Have you had a chance to do any work up in the Leimert Park area?
We actually performed in what's the theater there?
Oh, we did. The little tea house.
Regency West.
Yeah. It was near the tea house.
Regency West.
Right in
Vanessa,
by the barbecue.
Vanessa Calloway's spot.
Right.
So we've done a few things there. Yeah. I love Leimert Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done any big stage yet. So if you know anyone who's looking for some entertainment, we would love to come out and do something.
We're ready. Do the big stage.
We're ready.
Because you know they're getting ready to open that Vision Theater.
Yes. I would love to do something.
That would be wonderful.
Be an opening act or something up in there for. Mm-hmm. Not an opening, I'm sorry. We are headliners.
Yes.
Headliners, exactly. Thank you for correcting that.
What kind of advice would you give for those who want to enter the fashion business? What you off into?
You know what? Me personally, from being a designer, I would tell them just do what you do and don't be afraid to put out there, just dare to be different, do what it is, whatever you feel your creation is, go ahead, don't be afraid to put it out there and do it. Mm-hmm. And just be an individual and do mm-hmm. it and just go for it, shoot for it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I just started like it was from scratch, just sewing pieces. I always tell this little story about how I started sewing. My grandmother used to sew because there were like 6 girls in my family. And with the limited income, whatever, she used to make all of our outfits, our Christmas dresses, Easter dresses and all. And I used to just take remnants and just be creative. Use whatever you have, whatever resources you have.
Curtains.
I cut up I used a pair of her drapes, unbeknownst to her, and made a really nice outfit. And that's how I got into design. My outfit got me into design school. I won a scholarship. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting up a pair of drapes. So just use your resources, do your thing, be creative, and just do it. Mm-hmm. Just don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Get out there.
Yeah, I find that your talent, if you are true to your talent, it will make room for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're true to it, I suggest, and always, a job is something you do for other people.
Exactly.
You know, but if you love what you do, it's not a job. It's actually loving what you do and just going forward with it. Mm-hmm. The fashion production end, and the reason I got into it was that I was modeling in shows at the time, and there was always something missing from the show. So it's like, while you're modeling, although I enjoyed it, there was still something missing. Mm-hmm. And I always felt that there should be a little bit more than just walking up and down the runway. Mm-hmm. If you can pull your audience in, and I've seen it done with plays, there's a guy named Hal Murray who I actually seen the very first fashion drama that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Was a guy named Hal Murray. And we work with Fire and Ice, a repertory school. That's where I got my first job in Los Angeles. And he did fashion drama. When I saw that, I was like, I think that's what I want to do. And so then all the doors just started opening and leading me to that way. So I suggest that if you are into fashion or in the production end, and this goes along with plays or anything that you're into, that be true to it, love it, and no matter what, don't let anyone give you any negativity, because as you move up, people always want to pull you down.
Don't let them steal your joy.
If you stay positive and just, like I say, your talent will make room for you.
Yes.
And just go for it.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest challenge out here, being an African-American-owned organization like what you and run organization?
Our biggest challenge as far as Panache is, we have not been able to secure sponsors.
Right.
Like we would have. I really think that we have a product that is national and actually could go international. But the sponsors, and it may be it's always the right person at the right place at the right time.
Right.
It just has not clicked for us yet. But that has been the challenge. And everyone that see our show, they're like, wow, I see this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the sponsorship just has not come in yet. So our challenge has been the sponsor. We have actually been funding and supporting all of our shows. And mm-hmm. what has kept us going is that we get hired by these organizations and groups. So that has kept us, sustained us for 22 years. But as far as us moving where we would really like to be is the sponsorship. Because mm-hmm. we write great shows. And we find out a lot of the shows that we write, a year or so later, and sometimes even within the same year, you have this huge production doing the same type or something very similar to what we just created or
They're
done.
On us.
So I say, mm-hmm. well, we obviously are in the right vein or doing the right thing, because you got the ones that have the huge sponsorship money is there as well.
Mm-hmm. So, and they take it and run. Mm-hmm.
So that's been the biggest challenge for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how about a lot of the athletes out? I know Rick Fox for a while. When he was married to
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, and they were really off into, you would think that that they would be the number one people in terms of sponsoring something like this, the athletes, the entertainers, and stuff.
But again, I think it's the right place, right time, and the person, that the connection. Mm-hmm. Like they say, this is Los Angeles. It's not always what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly.
That's right.
And I really think that's what the issue is. It's the getting to the sponsors or those people that are willing to sponsor to see and recognize. We had some celebrities that actually come to our show, but then that they enjoy it and love it, but then where do you go?
Where's
from
the
there?
Sponsorship?
Yeah. So that's been our biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think you cut through that? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
That's where we are.
Hopefully appearing on radio shows is a good way to get it out there. Advertising has been difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be able to advertise not just locally, but, you know, internationally. Because I truly believe we have a product that everyone can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I get all excited when I talk about exactly what we do, because people leave our shows like, wow,
yeah,
this is not what I expected. Oh. In some fact, we actually, because we encourage people to come out of the box, what we do every year is we also have auditions for anyone that wants to come out.
Anybody.
Who has never modeled a day in their life, but wears clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we tell them, if you wear clothes, what does she have?
She has something from 2002.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
If you wear clothes, then you can model.
Yeah.
You've been modeling up and down the street all your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to come out. So we have people who probably thought I was too short, I was too heavy, I was too tall.
I will dress you.
Yeah.
I will still dress you.
And she will dress you.
Yeah.
And so we have women who have all their life wondered, and they will come out and EJ will train them, and they perform in our Mother's Day production. And by word of mouth, we get more people to come out. In fact, one gentleman modeled with us, and his brothers came with their mother. And he said he sat there the whole time going, wow, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And he's going to be modeling with us this year.
So this year.
We have three brothers?
Yeah, three brothers.
We have the three brothers this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three brothers.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Jose Weezer is developing Bring Back Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah, down Broadway, it's about six of those historic theaters.
Mm-hmm.
That they just remodeled. They just opened it up in the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Like
wow.
That. And like the Million Dollar Theater, and these are huge theaters.
Orpheum,
and they try.
Yeah. I saw that.
The Orpheum. Yeah.
Orpheum, downtown.
Yeah.
Right on Broadway.
Some of the theaters, 2,500 seats and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I can see us there. You
got about those places.
And the person that's running that is Jose Weezer.
Jose.
Yeah. And he's in a tight fight for his life, too, with Glory Molina trying to get his seat.
Oh.
That would be a person to talk to, because they're really trying to develop Bring Back Broadway.
Okay, well,
and they end up bringing a lot of fashion shows and stuff from New York and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and they got it right here.
Well, Ishmael, we already got a show for him, huh, Yolanda?
Yes,
I know you're already thinking.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you should.
You got a show.
You should touch base with him, because he's in charge of that.
Mm. Now, we've actually done... All of our different performances, we've done like Broadway shows,
we've done a
New York show, we've done Coming to America, so that's like
we
took our guests from Africa and brought them back to the United States, traveling through different lands, and we do all this through the drama and the fashion.
And the fashion, so a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Some stuff we could do.
That'd be beautiful. Now, what are your relationship with working with religious organizations like churches? How do you approach that?
Well, we've actually had done shows for different churches.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently and today, we've just gotten blessed with a rehearsal facility. It was actually at a church that they actually blessed us to use one of their fellowship hall for a few rehearsals for our upcoming Mother's Day show.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, we're looking to do a production for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that we will do shows, and they're just approached. One of the things we did was a Valentine's Day show. It was an all-men's group at one of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And we will write a show as well that is very church-based. And then all of our shows, like Yolanda said earlier, we try to leave you with a message. And we're God-fearing. And that's not, you know, no problem saying it.
Absolutely. That's right.
So we will definitely leave you with the message that we believe and we love, and God is love. So throughout our shows and all of our dramas, that's why this show, the I Made It by Design, kind of has a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it by design that our designs kind of brought us to this point. But then also, you were designed this way to be at this point in time. So we believe in all the, religion as far as partnering up has never been a problem.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So are you limited in terms of some of the things that you can, that a lot of the young fashion shows would do, like bathing suits?
That's such a good question for us. Wow.
Yeah, actually, let Triana answer that. Triana.
You know what? No. We do put swimwear on the runway, and we do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I always tease our oldest lady, Miss Beverly, 76 years old, still rocking the stage, and she's doing it, and she looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it in a very tasteful and classy way. So we don't have any objections.
Oh, she's 76?
She's 76, and she is. Wow. She got it going out. Miss Beverly, happy birthday. We're so happy. She still can wear a two-piece bathing suit, and she is fabulous. She's our poster child. But we do swimwear.
And it's done very tastefully, and then it depends on the organization or group, because some organizations would be, and we would have a conversation with them. So they would say, okay, we saw your last show, so, you know, we want to steer away from that, but we want to go more elegant. So our shows are totally geared towards whoever our client or whoever we're doing
the show
for.
They're all custom designed in our shows.
We are inspiring people. So if you are 50, 60 years old and you're afraid to go out on the beach, we say, you know what? You have the body, and whatever your body style, your body type is, there is an outfit made for you. You should you should be able to rock that as well.
Absolutely. And size ranges are not a problem either. We got it from the teeniest, tiniest to the plus size girl, too. We got the big girls up there rocking it, too.
Now, how about touring? Do you, if you have a production, how far do you tour?
We'll go wherever y'all want us to go.
Well, the tour that we did on the cruise that we were talking about was the Virgin Islands. We did the Virgin Islands. One of the funnest shows that we did, we went to Idyllwild, Michigan, which is my hometown.
Oh, that was great.
And that, a lot of people don't know, Idyllwild, Michigan was one of the first black resort areas in the United States, and it was totally known for entertainment. It's where all the entertainers would go when they weren't able to go anyplace else. So they all would commune or go to Idyllwild, Michigan, and they would entertain for each other. So we're talking the Four Tops, the Spinners, all of them, all in Idyllwild, Michigan. Huh? Mm-hmm. Della Reese. And so we were actually able to go do a show there in Idyllwild in Michigan. So we will take a show wherever they will bring us. We're trying to work on a contract now for New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get out there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have training programs for young people?
We used to work with the group downtown, was the Peace, no, the Corps, what is it called?
Job Corps.
Thank you.
That's it, Job Corps.
Yeah, the one that's on Island. They moved locations.
But we used to come down and actually train and do classes for the ladies, and some of the guys would come in as well. And we would do walking classes and so forth for them. And then they would end up doing like a how to dress for success and, you know, things like that. So we actually would do things like that when we're called in or hired in to do. And then those, we actually do charity events as well. Mm-hmm. So some of those, we would do some charity events for different people as well. We do a couple a year because it's always about giving back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, a company like the Roby Theater Company, while I was saying Danny Glover's Theater Company and Ben Guillory, if they wanted to do a fashion show, what would be the process for them?
For us to just sit down first, find out what it is that they're looking to do. We would find how large of a cast we would need, what they would have to as far as props or lighting or those things, what they have to offer them, what we would have to bring in. Mm-hmm. And basically a sit-down conversation, very simple. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Show us the facility and we will make it work.
And we'll go from there. Mm-hmm.
There's two ways we could go with that, too. If they gave us a theme and said, this is what our show is going to be about, what can you do? We could do an entire show and write it for them. Mm. Or if they say, we want you to put on a show and come up with a theme, we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. And if they wanted to use some of their own actors and actresses,
we'd love it.
The way that we write things up, there's two different ways. We write up where we do the entire production ourselves, or if you have actors or someone that you would like to have incorporated in it, then that's where the conversation comes in.
Mm-hmm. Earlene, did you have any questions?
I have something I think is of interest.
She's got a little surprise.
Yolanda is probably wondering how I got in touch with her in the first place and invited her to the show.
Was it you?
Yeah. It's like a little flyer here.
Oh.
And it's dated 2002.
I remember those cards.
And my friend and I, she's no longer with me now, but she would always see a flyer or an announcement of something, and she would always drag me, or either I would drag her. So, you know, we were just back in the day and, oh, let's go do this and let's go do that. So this is how I came to call you.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was going through some of my things. I always save everything. And I was going through some things, and we always need guests for the show. And I was saying, oh, well, maybe I'll call and see, you know. But 202 in 2014 is a long stretch. I says, well, it's either going to be a yes or a no. So I called, and I got someone on the phone. I'm not sure who. And he was very kind and considerate, gave me your information.
Okay. That was me.
It was EJ. Okay. It must have been EJ.
And I said, let me send her an email and have her come out. So that's why I called. Okay. 2013.
Wow. Years ago.
Yes.
And it, well, that's wonderful. The young man that we had designing, I mean, that was on the show, I can't think of his name now. I think he was out of Michigan, too, and they were doing a big fashion show over at the Biltmore
Hotel. They performed there, too.
Yeah,
we have. We've been there also.
Now, how about developing your own clothing line? Do that tie into a fashion
thing? Now, if you say that one more time, if you ask me one more time, I'll get you a sewing machine, Triana, and we're just going to just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about that.
And especially for our travel shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in the mix.
Okay, right, what's now the process? You would need your own label or
Panache really is a brand.
It's a brand.
But really is time. Mm-hmm. Is the time, because the talent is already here. Mm-hmm. Triana is a wonderful designer.
Yes.
So talent is here. That's why I keep saying, let's just go buy that sewing machine and let's just get started.
Yeah, because there are sometimes certain requests that some people that hire us are asking for. And I'm like, okay, if I have to go out and find 30 pink dresses and 30, I'm like, EJ, you know what? I'm going downtown, getting some bolts of fabric. We're going to make these things. We can do this, you know. But like he says, it is the time.
That's what I was going to ask you. Isn't it an advantage to be... They had a great fashion district down there with all.
Oh, absolutely! That's like a big old huge candy store for me. I can stand in a fabric store for hours and just touch and feel and look at colors and fabrics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in a great location. Los Angeles is a great place.
It is. It really is. Place.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about some comments. We still got a little time. I don't want to get down to your final comments yet. I did wanted to ask you. What are your thoughts about working in the downtown area, moving from, because downtown LA, all of these big facilities that's just opening up down here, they call it gentrification, but we call it. Yeah, we've seen the process of down here, of coming down here doing something. Because I would definitely like to put you in touch with the people that won the Roby Theater over there, because I know they want to do a fundraiser-type fashion show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a discussion with them.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. I had a discussion with them because they have so many wonderful actors. Like, as a matter of fact, the last production, must have been about 25 actors.
Wow.
And they excellent actors. And they had 29 straight performance. It was about the old Dunbar Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm excited the fact that downtown is actually becoming a real downtown.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because we will go to New York and different places like that, and they are real downtowns. Mm-hmm. And I used to walk. My first job downtown, I used to get off on 6th Street, and I have to walk downtown all the way over to 12th.
Oh, okay.
And so that was my route every day.
Walking through that.
Walking through the district there. And to be able to just see how it's changed, how it's coming back. And I just don't want people to get displaced and then they forget that they're people living.
Exactly.
That is still living space for some people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want them to forget about that.
Okay.
And I feel the same way, Jay, because one of my very first jobs, I was 14, and I used to be a runner at the California Mart. That's, you know, running to get coffee, running to do this and that, all those showrooms. And that's how I started. And I started wandering around on my breaks and stuff, looking at fabrics and textiles and everything. And that's how I became interested in doing design. Yeah,
I think so we got a call on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Are you speaking with Mr. Eddie Jones, president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association?
Oh, hi, how you doing, Mr. Jones? You got a question for one of the guests, huh? Wild guess.
Not a question. I actually had a comment. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to come onto the show. And I just wanted to say to the modeling crew, Panache, that you know, many blessings, and you know, their work is impeccable. And I'd like to send a special hello to Triana.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Hi, Pastor Jones.
Well, hello. Hello, Triana. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. I'm doing
great.
Really
great.
Good.
I noticed she changed her voice.
Yeah, my radio voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys.
Well, I was just going to ask you a little bit about you and the group's next big modeling show that might be coming up, or, you know, could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is the one that, this is the one we were speaking of. I Made It by Design, which will be our Mother's Day show, which will be happening May 10th this year at the Torrance Marriott Hotel. That's our next big production.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Well, I didn't want to stay on too long. I just want to support what you all are doing, and I want to send out blessings to everybody, and thank you for allowing me to come on, and God bless the Panage and the entire modeling group.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor.
Yeah, thank you. Such a great
thank
name.
Thank you.
Panage.
Yeah. Panage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Panage.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about the pastor, how he's been to some of the fashion shows?
Actually, let's see. Has he gone to one of our shows? No, not as of yet. We just had conversations with him regarding it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Seen videos.
And he's seen a few of our videos. He's gone on and watched some of our YouTube videos that we have out there. Mm-hmm.
Actually, he's an activist, so there's some other things that's going on that we're actually going to work with him on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's how we're connected, yes.
Now, what I'm thinking about, when we was over there performing the Dunbar play, one weekend, they had about 60 young African Americans, male and females from, it must have been 10 to 13 years old. You remember, they were called the Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace Conservatory.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. So do you guys work with groups like that, or do you develop a wing of Panage? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was so amazing to see that. That was just so beautiful.
We've been asked that for a while. I started out with Fire and Ice Repertory School, and I was teaching models from the age 3. They were starting when they started walking, mm-hmm. up to 99. We had a lady that was quite older, mature. But we've been asked to start that second wing of models that will actually come in and do some shows. We will incorporate some youth in our show, and depending on the style or the plan of the fashion show, and then we will actually do some training with them. Mm-hmm. So that's another phase that we have considered moving into.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this, because we already working with a couple organizations. In that Florence and Norman area where they're trying to develop a number of after-school programs. How can you make a program like fashion design part of an after-school program also?
Well, I don't know if the fashion design area for us, I was actually asked to come in and speak at a school in Compton, which was an after-school program that would actually just go in on the how to dress for success, how to etiquette,
mm-hmm. right.
just mm-hmm. simple etiquette. Mm-hmm. So we're open and willing to do stuff like that with mm-hmm. the community.
And then I've
a
also
a fashion show for young people.
Yeah, and I've also piggybacked with our makeup artist, Elsie Daniels, right. mm-hmm. in the city of Compton, and also have done the same thing with the young ladies there mm-hmm. and teaching them the same things on proper attire to wear for interviews and mm-hmm. business and things mm-hmm. like that, yeah.
Okay, we want to wind it down. Let's go around for some closing comments and contact information.
Okay. Closing comments. Well, we definitely want everyone to come out to our Mother's Day show on May 10th at the Torrance Marriott. We are looking forward to presenting I Made It by Design. Another comment I'd like to make is that the fashion crosses all avenues, from the youth to the elderly. And that's one of the things that we've latched onto in what we do, is that mm-hmm. there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's in the sound of our voices, if they're interested at all, there's always something available. And I believe in 6 degrees of separation. So mm-hmm. just that one person could eventually get us to where Panache really wants to be before we get too old. You know, that's the beauty and the disaster of the work that we do, is that at some point you get older.
And you have to retire those pumps.
Yes, and but we do want people to understand that life begins at 40. Mm-hmm. And Panache can show you the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm EJ Lindsay signing off. And I would just like to say what I've had enjoyed the most doing the shows is that the mothers that come, they always leave renewed. And because they see something on the stage or the runway that they can relate to. And so that is so important for us. And that's the reason why we started 40 and we are up to 76.
Looks like them.
Mm-hmm. That people can relate. Right. And we're talking all shapes, sizes, and colors. That's one thing. And then as far as the younger people that come out to actually see our production, they mm-hmm. are inspired and they're like, wow, a lot of them said, I can't wait till I get 40. When it used to be like, well, we didn't even want to see that number, even mention that number. Mm-hmm. But now it's like we have people waiting for years to become 40 so they could actually get on the stage and run with us.
So. I think a point you should make, EJ, is because whenever we talk about fashion, we think about women and dresses. And
I was going to say that also.
Men.
Oh, yes.
That was going to be my closing remark, Yolanda. But
I'm sorry.
I'm just teasing.
Go for it, Yolanda. Sorry, Triana.
Oh, no. Okay, so this is Triana Hill, and my closing remarks are, I know we've been talking about ladies, and I'm sure a lot of listeners were thinking it's a woman's only troupe, but we also are looking for divos, as Yolanda calls it, divas and divos. So we will be looking for a gentleman as also. And then also designers, if you're out there and you're listening in too, you can contact me at thpanache@gmail.com mm-hmm. because I am looking for the designers for the I Made It by Design Showcase. Mm-hmm. So this will be a great opportunity to showcase their designs.
Thank you very much. Okay. I would like to extend a special thanks to Eric Lindsay, Yolanda Taylor, Triana Hill. Thank you for being on the Coomrhyme Report. Please listen to past shows of the Coomrhyme Report by Googling in Coomrhyme Report. Thank you for tuning in to the Coomrhyme Report. And from your host, Melvin Ishmael Johnson, co-host Earlene Anthony, may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with Stephen Fisk singing We Carry the Dream.
Okay.
Washington.